We're continuing in Lichutei Halachas.
Orach Chaim, Chelek Beis.
Hilchas Birchas Aperos, Halacha Hei.
In middle of paragraph Tesvov.
Ki afilu im loy nitma,
tzricha kapora l'astora. Because we said even if the woman did not actually commit a physical sin with the man, she still requires an atonement for the fact that she secluded herself in a room with the man, you know, in a private place. However, the shame and embarrassment that she undergoes in going through this procedure in front of the Kohen, that's the atonement. Then it's hapech lo l'toivo, and things get turned around to her benefit. As the Gemara says, that if up until this point she had difficulty in giving birth, from this point on it'll be easier for her. If she didn't have children, she will have children, you know, etc. As the Gemara says, "Aval im nitma." Whereas, if she did commit a physical sin with the man, and she refused to admit the truth, to confess, then her stomach explodes. You know, and so too, the entire Jewish people go through this operation, this procedure, when the Minchas Ha'omer is being brought, which is our Minchas Soita, as Kamashikosa B'Zoyer, as is brought in the Zoyer HaKadosh, V'ihu B'diku De'eshes Chayil, Shem Knesset Yisrael. The Zoyer HaKadosh says that the Minchas Ha'omer, which was brought on the second day of Pesach, that checks out the Jewish people, the Knesset Yisrael. Meaning, at that point in time, each and every single Jew is trying to prepare himself for Kabbalah Satorah. And when we talk about Kabbalah Satorah, receiving the Torah on Shavuos, we're talking about receiving a new obligation, making a brand new commitment to fulfill the Torah. Because we received the Torah already a couple of thousand years ago through Moshe Rabbeinu. So what's this bit about receiving the Torah brand new every year? What we're doing each and every single year is we're preparing ourselves to make a brand new commitment to fulfill the Torah better, to do it better and to do it new. Meaning, to repent sincerely for everything we did wrong in the past and to accept upon ourselves from this point on to fulfill the entire Torah. And we learned in Likut Imran that the main part of tshuva is going through shame and embarrassment. Where a person hears themselves being embarrassed and insulted and they're silent. And especially if a person's being insulted and embarrassed over the fact that he's trying to come close to a true tzaddik. And if a person doesn't have this privilege, if there aren't people around to insult him and to embarrass him and hurt his feelings, the person has to do this for himself. To spill his own blood. To bring himself to a feeling of shame and embarrassment over the things he's done wrong. As the Gemara says, kol hoy veravero umizbayesh bo moichlin loy al kol avaynoisa. The wording in the Gemara is that if a Jew commits a sin and then he's embarrassed about it, he is forgiven for all of his sins. Meaning that this is one of the highest forms of tshuva possible. When a person feels ashamed, I'm ashamed of what I did wrong, I'm ashamed of what I'm not doing right. Ki habusha ikar hatshuva kanal, because busha is the most important factor in tshuva. Vze bechinas oimer soyrim shumin chasay tishumayachal behema shono mevayshem atzmenu batzmenu. This is the concept of Klal Yisrael bringing this mincha of barley on that second day of Pesach. It's all of us putting a big sign on our, holding up a big placard saying, we are soyta. We are we ought to be ashamed of ourselves. We're embarrassed. Kiyonu moidim u'mizvadim shanachnu doimim ato kebehema. We're saying, look at what we're bringing, barley. We're barley guys. We're animals. U'me'achar she'adayim loyti netarnu mizu amas Mitzrayim. Because we have not yet purified ourselves completely. We haven't completed the purification from the filth of Egypt. And it's this feeling of shame and embarrassment that we're drawing upon ourselves through this Omer Soirim. This is the most important fact, tikkun of our tshuva. Ki ikara tikkun al yidei busha, because the main tikkun comes through shame and embarrassment. Ubozeh nivdokin Yisrael. And this is the yardstick for Klal Yisrael. This is the measuring stick for Klal Yisrael. Shemi she'eino inoki bemes v'kilkel myself. A Jew who is not really pure, and he did wrong things. Aval al kolponim hu moid al emes hu mizbayish b'yatzmi al masov. However, the person admits he wasn't good. He admits he's not so religious, and he's embarrassed about his misdeeds. And he umishtadei liskarev lanshi emes shichoylon lohoyer boi b'chinas nekud elyonu kanal. And he does everything he can to come close to truly religious people who have the ability to teach him and guide him and shine that nekud elyonu into him. Nistakin Ali Deze, that person is corrected. That person gets his tikkun through this. Ma kolshkein, how much more so, mishehu tohor, if you're dealing with a person who really is religious, he is very good. Viafal pikein, whom is baish biatzme al shein tarose betachlis ashlemus, however, he still feels ashamed and embarrassed over the fact that he's not 1,000,000,000% pure. Oy al koitzer hasagose kanal, or even if he is totally pure, he's embarrassed over the fact that he thinks he could. There's so much more to know about Hashem than what he knows right now, and he's embarrassed about that. Through that feeling of embarrassment and being ashamed, the person is zoche to tshuva on top of tshuva. Avol mi shehu tomei beemes. Whereas, if you have a person who's really no good, he's not religious, he's done a lot of averis, and not only isn't he honest enough to realize this and to feel ashamed and embarrassed for the averis that he's done, for all of his terrible deeds, avgam hu roideif umevayesh ansheyemes, but rather he persecutes people that are really truly religious people, sincere people. V'shofer domom kamayim bechinam, and he spills their blood like water for no good reason. He insults them, he embarrasses them. Hu nivdak al yidei mitzvas oimer soirim. The oimer, these days of Sfiras Oimer, that korban oimer that's brought on the second day of Pesach, and that whole period of time, those 49 days, that will check him out. That's his CAT scan. That's his MRI. The yipoil be'ein soimech kamoy hasoita atmei mamish. And that person will fall helplessly, like the woman who is soita, like this, like chas v'shalom, who refuses to admit guilt when she actually did commit a physical sin with the man. And it'll be fulfilled in that person, that the person will explode. And as the Pasuk says about the Soita, she will be a shame and embarrassment to her people. And this is why Rabbeinu Zal teaches us in Sefer Hamidos, which is called Sefer Aleph Beis, Shebesfira Soimer Yecholin Lahachnia Es Hamosur, that it's specifically during the 49 days of the Omer that a Mosser, a person who persecutes Jews, Rahman al-Islam, a person who turns over Jews to the non-Jewish government to get them in trouble, that type of sin, the days of the Omer are the most opportune time to topple that person from his high place, to topple him all the way down. V'hasimen, A hint to this is found in the fact that the word lo'oimer, we say hayoim yoim echod lo'oimer, hayoim shnei yoim lo'oimer, The word lo oimer is the first letters of me igra ramo lebira mikta, from the highest place to the lowest place. This is a quotation from the Gemara where this expression is found. Hainu kanal, this is what we said before. Ki hamosor v'horoidef es Yisrael, b'frat ki shoroidef es haksherim shal Yisrael. V'chol senoser v'defosa es mal shem al-echsem b'kiyush es Yisrael, v'choytrim lotze es me'avdol mazeh midarkei ha'moin, u'mishtadlem l'skarv l'krut es emes. Because this person who is a mosor, a Jew, who goes ahead and he's prepared to persecute other Jews and willing to get them in trouble with the Goyish government even. And why is he pursuing, and who is he pursuing? He's pursuing religious, good, sincere religious Jews. And what he hates about them is the fact that they're trying to be religious, that the fact that they're trying to come close to tzaddikim, the fact that they're trying to be different from the regular mainstream Jews, Rahman al-Islam, whom many of them, most of them, are just sleepwalking in this world. They're not really serious about trying to be religious. They're doing it by rote, or, you know, the. And that were al kain al yedei sfira soimer yeloi mapolo gedoylo oz. Through this mitzvah sfira soimer, that type of individual will be toppled, will fall down, have a tremendous downfall. Al yedei hoimer soirin shumin chasoita shenevdek zaydezer. Through this oimer of barley, which is the korban that the soita brought, you know, through which she was examined. V'alkein b'yoyim hanof ha-soymer ho-yom ha-polo gedoylo le-kamo rishoyim shorot v'as Yisrael. And Rav Nosnal says this is why you find that on the day that the Oymer was brought, on the 16th day of Nisan, is a time when many people that persecuted the Jewish people had a mapola, had a major downfall. Ki homon nitleos. We know that Homon was hung on the 16th of Nisan. V'chein Sancheirev, and so to the king Sancheirev, who wanted to cause tremendous harm to Bnei Yisrael. Shenoflu was, all of them had their downfall on this particular day. Hainu kanal, as we said before, that the Minchas Omer is the korban of the Soita, which checks to those who are sincere, to those who want to do a real tshuva, it elevates. They're given fabulous brachas. They receive mamish brachas. To those who are lying and false and fit, they get the opposite, Rahman al-Islam. Paragraph Tezayin. V'zeh b'chinas dalet halochoi shenelmu mimoish Rabbeinu, v'hutzruch lishaloi somes Hashem Yisborach. We can tie what we've said till now into the situation of Moshe Rabbeinu forgetting or not being able to remember four halochois that were hidden from him. And he needed to ask Hashem as to what the halacha should be in these situations. Shehem din ha-mekalel. One was the case of the son of Shlomis Bas Divri, the mekalel. V'din who blessed Hashem. That's the wording that we use. Means chas rachmanos on the opposite. V'din ha-mekoshesh. The halacha of the person who gathered sticks on Shabbos. V'din Pesach Sheni. The halacha regarding those people who were impure when the time came to bring the Korban Pesach, in terms of coming up with an alternative for them. And the fourth was Vedin Benois Tzlofchad, the case of the daughters of Tzlofchad who had no brothers, their father passed away, and in terms of what should be done with the inheritance. Kamo Shekosu Betargum Yoinesen V'Yerushalmi B'Parsha Semor Al Posuk V'Yanichuhu B'Mishmor Lifroi Shlohem. As we find, these four items are mentioned in the Targum Yonason and Targum Yerushalmi of Parsha Semor, towards the end, where the Pasuk discusses the Mekalel. And it says over there in the Targum, Dein Chad Me'arba Dinen. This is one of the four situations where Moshe Rabbeinu did not know what the halacha should be, and he had to turn to Hashem. Ayin Shom, look over there in the Targum. Rav Nosson Zal explains now, Kimavur b'soif ha-toiranal sheklal huinyan kolo b'tmunas aleph shubachines nekud elyoino nekud ahtoino v'avov shubtoich aleph. At the end of Torah Vov and Likud Imran, Rabbeinu Zal explains over there that the entire chapter can be based on the letter aleph, the upper part of the aleph, the lower part of the aleph, and the vov that connects them. V'ze b'chines shloisha mitzvoi shenitztavu Yisrael b'knisas l'oretz. Those three sections of the aleph correspond to the three mitzvahs, the three commandments, which Hashem gave the Jews upon entering Eretz Yisrael. Shehem, which were Lahachr Zarei Shel Amolek, to wipe out the nation of Amolek, Velimnois Melech, to appoint a king, Velivnois Beis HaMikdosh, and to build the Beis HaMikdosh. Ki Eilu HaGimel Mitzvois, Emechinas Nekudat Achtoino, Unekudo Elyoino, Vavov, Ayin Shom. Because these three mitzvois correspond to the three sections of the Aleph, as is written over there in Likutei Moran. And unfortunately, due to our sins, we were not privileged to have Moshe Rabbeinu himself come into Eretz Yisrael with us and actually perform the three mitzvahs. Whereby if Moshe Rabbeinu would have been the one to come in and do these mitzvahs, everything would have had a complete tikkun. Because these three mitzvahs represent the concept of knowing how to go up and down, how to come in and go out, how to find Hashem when you're in your lowest lows and in your highest highs, which is the essence of the paths of tshuva. As Rabbi Nezal explains over there in Likutei Moran, v'im hoyo Moshe nichnas l'Eretz Yisrael v'im ekan gimel mitzvah sanal bi'atzmoi, if Moshe Rabbeinu himself would have entered into Eretz Yisrael and would have performed these three mitzvahs, hoyo mamshich b'chinas b'kiyas b'alochanal, he would have been able to draw a level of b'kiyas, an understanding of the path of tshuva. And Klal Yisrael would have been zeicha to the full paths of tshuva. And everything would have come to a complete tikkun at that point. However, unfortunately, due to the sins of the Egel and the spies and other sins, it ended up causing that Moshe Rabbeinu himself was not zocher to get into Eretz Yisrael. And as a result, Klal Yisrael were not zocher to achieve this Bekiyas Balocha to completion. Because even though Moshe Rabbeinu did succeed in drawing these Darchei Tshuva into the world during those 40 final days that went from Rosh Chodesh Elul through Yom Kippur, Vaydezeh nikba be'emes Elul v'aser simei Tshuva le'Yisroel ases b'em Tshuva ad shezochem b'yom ha'kippurim l'mechila slicha, thereby establishing this period of time as the time of Tshuva for Klal Yisroel, this 40-day period, and which is climaxed on Yom Kippur, when Klal Yisrael receive a complete forgiveness. However, even though we received that knowledge, we didn't receive it to completion. And each and every single Jew, to the degree that he doesn't fully understand how to come close to Hashem in all different circumstances, no matter how high he's going, no matter how low he falls, to that degree, that person is not yet zoichet to shleimus hatshuva. And that's what ended up resulting in Golino Me'artzeinu, that eventually we were exiled from Eretz Yisrael. V'nechrav HaBeis HaMikdosh, the Beis HaMikdosh was destroyed. Shehu b'chinas nekudo ho'el yoyna. The Beis HaMikdosh is that upper portion of the Aleph. V'ein lanu melech. And we're also no longer privileged to have an official Jewish king, Shubachinas Vov Shabbatoich Aleph, which corresponds to the middle section of the Aleph, that Vov, that diagonal Vov. Ve'ein b'yodeinu l'achr zari shel Amolek. And we also don't have the ability to wipe out completely the nation of Amolek. She'ein b'chinas ha'sitra achra v'chol ha'soinim v'roit v'megashmius v'ruchnius, which is symbolic of all of our enemies. Which would represent the tikkun of the lower portion of the Aleph. So when we're zeichet to knock down, to subdue the klipa of Amolek. And all of this was caused by the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu was not zeichet to get into Eretz Yisrael. Sheshom Ikra Shlemus Bikiyas Bavacha Kanal. Because Eretz Yisrael is the ultimate place in which a Jew can achieve this Bikiyas B'Shlemus. Bibchinas, as the Pasuk says, Ki Pole Mimcha Dovor, if there'll be something you don't understand completely, what do? Vikamto Voliso Lamokoim, you will go up to Eretz Yisrael. And that's why these four halachos were hidden from Moshe Rabbeinu, as Rav Nosson Zal is about to explain, that it's tied into our discussion. Because the case of the young man who was blasphemizing Hashem's name, he represents, he's the symbol of the Zera Shel Amalek. Amalek was one who denied Hashem completely. And he's the main one who blasphemizes Hashem. And Moshe Rabbeinu did not know what to do about this. Because the main mission of Moshe Rabbeinu and all the true tzaddikim is to be able to take the lowest of the lowest of the lowest of Nekuda Tachtoina and elevate it and connect it to Nekuda Elyoina. Dahinu lohoyer gam bedyuta tachtoina mo'id lehispalel aleihem ulerachim aleihem ulishtadel imohim lekarav oisim gam ken lashem izborach. Meaning, for the tzaddik to shine the light of Hashem into the lowest, lowest levels, and to be mispalel for those people, and to have pity on them, and to do every effort in the world to try to bring them close. And it's for this that these tzaddikim endure tremendous amount of suffering and shame and embarrassment. All for the sake of bringing them close to Hashem, bringing these people who are so far close. As we find, Moshe Rabbeinu showed such incredible mesiras nefesh after the Jews worshipped the golden calf. The hispalel bad Yisrael, he davened for them. The hitzilom mikli, and he rescued them from extermination. Chas v'shalom. Kama shekosav, as the pasuk says in Tehillim, lule Moshe bechiroi omad beperetz. Chas v'shalom, it would have been the end for the Jewish people. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was confronted with this Mekalel, he was stumped in a sense. Because who knows? Maybe Hashem wants me even to take pity on him, to be patient with him. Especially since this young man who was blasphemizing Hashem, the son of the Egyptian whom Moshe Rabbeinu had killed before the right time. Look at what Rav Nosson Zal says here. Veshogobuze, and Moshe Rabbeinu, on a tiny, tiny level, there was a mistake involved in this. Veneschayev Golus, and as a result, Moshe Rabbeinu received a penalty of exile. Golus, kemuval posuk oz yavdil Moshe shalosh orim, as is brought in the Yalkut HaRuveni, if I'm not mistaken, brings on this pasuk where it says, Oz Yavdil Moshe Shalosh Orim, that Moshe Rabbeinu was the one to designate three of the cities of refuge, because unfortunately, he was the one who required these Ori Miklot, in a sense, which is usually the penalty for killing somebody accidentally, like where it's not completely justified. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu was not sure what's the right thing to do with this Mekalel. Is he from those whom I'm supposed to be Makariv or not? Until Hashem informed Moshe Rabbeinu that this Mekalel, he has to be killed through the worst death penalty that there is, death by stoning. Because even though it's a mitzvah for a Jew to be silent when somebody is embarrassing him or insulting him, aval al bizoyen Hashem yizborach shemecharif umegadev kol kach tzrichen linkoin boy bechol ma'adevsher. Whereas when a person insults and blasphemizes Hashem to such a degree, then It's our obligation to avenge that with every means that we have. Valzeh Nemar, and it's about this, that the Pasuk says, which Rabbeinu Zal quotes in Torah Vov over there, Eile osiso vehecherashti, dimiso heyois ekye komecho, oichichacho veercho lienecho, hamuv Hashem bator and alain shom. Rabbeinu Zal quotes this Pasuk over there showing that when a human being is silent, when he's being insulted, it's one thing. When Hashem is being silent, it's not because Hashem is doing tshuva or anything. Then it's because Hashem is pulling the trigger. Hashem is pulling back the bowstring, getting ready to really shoot something very, very serious at the person. That quietness is not to the person's advantage. That's the first example. V'din ha-mekoishesh, so he represents the concept of l'hach rezare shalamolek. The makal el is k'neged l'hach rezare shalamolek. V'din ha-mekoishesh shepogam b'shabbos, and the case of the person who is mechalel Shabbos, gathering wood on Shabbos, ze b'chinas pegam nekudohel yoina, shu b'chinas tshuva, shu b'chinas Shabbos, k'ma shekos shom b'torah k'nal. That corresponds to the upper part of the Aleph, which is symbolizes tshuva, Shabbos. Ki Shabbos hu b'chinas keser, because Shabbos represents the keser, the highest, highest source of Kedusha. As we say on Shabbos, keser yitnu lecho, b'chinas kvoid elikim haster dovor, b'chinas sisrei toiro, b'chinas oiraiso datiko stimo, which is the Torah of Shabbos, that Torah of the Neshama Yisera. Shekol zeu b'chinas nekudel yoino, shu b'chinas kisei de miskasio. All of that represents that upper nekuda. That's number two. V'din Pesach Sheni ze b'chinas habusho shvichizdomim shetzrichin lizboil kedei lekasher nekudeh atachtoinim nekudeh yoina sheze b'chinas havov shebetoich alev shu b'chinas shomayim k'mo shekodesh shom. And the mitzvah of Pesach Sheni, that corresponds to the middle part of the Aleph, which is that Vov, which represents the Rokia, which is the Klolius Hagavnin, which is the shvichizdomim and bizyoinos that have to be soiveled in order to connect the lower, in order for the nekuda tachtoina to make the connection to the nekuda elyoina. Ki elu ha'anoshim shoyu tmeim lenefesh adam lo yechol la'aseis ha'pesach shebo lisho lo monigora, because these people who were impure and weren't able to bring the korban pesach at its right time, and they came to ask for Moshe Rabbeinu lo monigora, why should we be excluded? Why should we miss out completely? Rav Nosson Zal says, Elu Shoalu Kohegin. These people, their request was a proper request. Their plea was right. The Tiknu Boze Harbe Mo'oid. And by their coming and crying and begging to have a second chance, they effected a tremendous tikkun. Kinizgal Gels Chusal Yodom, Shinizgal Aide Zele Moshe Din Pesach Sheni, Sheu Tikkun Godol. Because they were the ones who were privileged that because of their request, Moshe Rabbeinu received this new information from Hashem, this secret of tshuva, this secret of Pesach Sheni. Now Rav Nosson Zal explains this. Now Rav Nosson Zal takes the mitzvah of Pesach Sheni and applies it to us on a 365-day-a-year basis. Kizeh Iker Shleimus HaTshuva. Because this is the most important, this is the essence of tshuva. Shafilu kisheroye hoto mesatzmoi shurochoik moed me'ashem yizborach. That when a person looks at himself, analyzes himself, and comes to the conclusion that he's very far from Hashem, v'tum oso yolov mimaisof haroim, and he has impurity all over him, from head to toe, from all of his misdeeds, afal pikein yechazek esatzmoi veyovoi bekido v'hachano lifnei atzadik u'emes v'lifnei Hashem Yisborach. Despite that, the person should get up the chutzpah and everything that it takes to go to present himself humbly before the tzadik u'emes and before Hashem, bekido v'hachano, bowing his head in shame. V'yishal al nafshoi, and he should plead on his own behalf, like these people who were impure. Sheshol, whereby they pleaded, Lo monigora lahakrivis korban Hashem. Why should we be excluded completely from being privileged to bring this sacrifice? Kemoikein Yishal Kolechodal Nafshoi. So this is exactly what each and every one of us has to plead on behalf of our own soul. Im Yodea Biatzmai Tumosei Mimaiso. Where if I know that I am covered from head to toe with impurity, with tuma, as a result of all of my wrong deeds, v'yishal, and to plead with the tzaddik and to plead with Hashem, v'im nafshi mituma b'maisa horoim, hafal pikein lo mo egora lahakriv korban Hashem. Even though my soul is covered with impurity as a result of all my misdeeds, why should I be excluded completely from coming close, from bringing the korban? Another way of saying bringing a korban is Lehainu liskarev Hashem Yisborach, meaning to come close to Hashem, lasuk b'Torah, to be zeicha to study Torah, lispala and to daven, shu b'chinas korbanos, which is the concept of sacrifices. Because we know the Gemara tells us that if a person learns about the mitzvah of korban chatos, he gets credit as if he brought a chatos. And also in Tefillah we say neshalma porim sifoseinu, that nowadays that we don't have a Beis Hamikdash, we can't physically bring the korbanos. By reciting in tefillah the korbanos, we get credit as if we brought it. So we see that korban is an inyan of Torah and tefillah. Ki bevada yesh loy tikva gam kein leskar l'Hashem Yisborach. Because even though I've committed so many sins, there still has to be hope for me to come close to Hashem. And if a person has this attitude, if a person is firm about this, and if a person does this, if a person comes forward and he asks, he pleads. If he doesn't ask, he doesn't ask, so you don't get. But if he does ask, if he opens his mouth and he screams and he cries, then Hashem will definitely come up with a plan for that person. He'll come up with a tikkun for that person. V'yoydia l'hatzadik. And Hashem will inform the tzadik. K'moyshoydia l'moyshe tikkun ha-pesach sheni. Just as Hashem informed Moshe Rabbeinu of this incredible formula, this secret of Pesach sheni, shehu plia nizgova, which is one of the most awesome wonders in Yiddishkeit. Because everybody knows, every kid knows, that the time of Korban Pesach is when the Jews went out of Egypt, which is the 14th day of Nisan. That's when Hashem went ahead and bypassed all the rules, and he let the Jews out much, much earlier than they were supposed to. And everybody knows that that's the time for bringing the Korban Pesach. And that's why it's called Pesach, Loshen Psicha V'Dilug, because the word Pesach means to skip over. Because that was the time when Hashem skipped over. Hashem skipped over, you know, he bypassed the regular rule, you know, and he jumped backwards 190 years to let the Jews out 190 years earlier than they were supposed to. Because Hashem, on that day, on the day of Yetzias Mitzrayim, he turned on an incredible bright light and shone it upon the Jews to give them this ability to break out so much earlier than they were supposed to. Whereas a Jew who was impure at that time and did not bring the Korban Pesach at its right time, how in the world should he be able to bring a Korban Pesach afterwards? Especially since we have a rule throughout Yiddishkeit, Ovar Zmanoi Botel Korbanoi, that sacrifices, many sacrifices, have a time limit. And if you miss the time limit, it's over. You can't push the clock back. However, Rav Nosson Zal tells us that as a result of these people coming forward and screaming and asking and begging for a tikkun, they were the ones, it was in their merit, that Hashem revealed to Moshe Rabbeinu this secret, this tikkun.
And Hashem informed Moshe Rabbeinu that these people who were Tomei, when the first opportunity came around, they have a second chance in the month of Iyar to bring a Pesach Sheni during the Yemei HaSfira. And in Hashem presenting this, Hashem taught us a derech of tshuva, derech of repentance. She'ein shum yush ba'olam klal. That there's no such thing as miss the boat. There's no such thing as can't correct, can't fix, can't make it up. Ki afal pi she'ovar zman shel ikra tikun v'anachnu tmeim b'maseinu adayim. Because even though the opportune time, the time which would have been most appropriate for the tikkun, passed, and we're still impure, adayin yesh tikva afilu sheloi bizmanai. There still is hope, even when it's not when the time has passed. Ki yesh tikkunim nifloim v'ne'elomim oid she'yicholim l'saken esonu gamato b'chol yoyim v'yoyim. Because there exist tikkunim. Hashem has tikkunim, and he has the ability to give this information over to tzaddikim, whereby they can fix us anytime, even now, every single day. So long as the person does not give up, so long as the person is persistent in screaming out, crying out to Hashem in tefillah, all the time, Lomo nigora lahakriv es korban Hashem. Why should I be refused? Why should I be rejected? Why am I being left out from coming close to Hashem? I don't want to be left out. I want to come close. No matter what. I've done wrong. I'm sorry. What am I? Who am I? I'm prepared to try to do whatever is in my power to correct it. Whatever I can't do, I can't. You can't ask somebody to do something they can't. But whatever is in my power, I want to correct it. And number four, Vadim b'noi Tzlofchad. And the fourth case was the case of the daughters of Tzlofchad, this past week's Parsha. Sheshoalu chelik be'eretz, whereby they requested, they insisted, that they also deserve to get a portion in Eretz Yisrael. Ze b'chinas kniso l'Eretz Yisrael. That represents the third item, which is the fourth item mentioned over there. Now, Rabbeinu Zalveyer mentions the three mitzvot which the Jews were given upon entering Eretz Yisrael. So Rav Nosson Zal showed us the three items which correspond to the three mitzvot, and now he says the inyan of Menoi Tzlofchad is the inyan of entering into Eretz Yisrael. Sheshom tzrichan lekayim gimel mitzvah. That's the place where we fulfill these three mitzvot. Sheklulim b'tmunas aleph, which are included in the format of the aleph. Shehim b'chinas gimel dinan al shamakoshesh makal v'din pesach sheni kanal, which correspond to these three halachas. Paragraph Yud Zayin. Now Rav Nosson Zal explains. V'zeh shamrazal shebanoi slofchod shoalu b'chochma im ein onu chashuvim zera tisyabe mimenu. The Bnei Tzlofchad asked with seichel. They came with a legitimate claim, with a logical claim. They said, listen, the law, if a man dies without children, then his brother has an obligation to marry the brother who passed away, his wife, to marry the widow. If you're telling us that we don't qualify as children, that we are not children in the sense that we don't deserve any inheritance, then it's as if we don't exist. Then there should be an obligation of Yibum. Ki ikar soid ha-yibum nimshach mebechina soa veidoi sanal. Because Rav Nosson Zal explains the secret of Yibum is tied into what we discussed earlier, this topic of these lost articles, these lost sparks of Kedusha. Ki ze shemeis b'loibonim hu tzorich tikun yoyser shelo yeh never legamri. Because Rachmono Litzlon, woy aleinu, a man who dies without having children, that person needs a greater tikkun than the average person, so that he should not be wiped out completely, so that his memory should not be forgotten completely. Kama Shekosov, as the Pasuk says, V'lo yimoche shmoi miYisrael, so that his name should not be erased from the Jewish people. Because we know the physical world that we're living in represents the Nekuda Tachtoina. As Rabbeinu Zal says over there in the Likutei Moran, V'ho'oretz hadoim ragloi. Oretz is the world that we live in, is the footstool of Hashem. Footstool represents that Nekuda Tachtoina.
And a human being is brought into this world with a mission. His mission is to connect the Nekuda Tachtoino, which is this physical world, to the Nekuda Alyoina, which corresponds to what we described earlier, that the person's mission in life is to find the Avedos, to find his lost articles. And it's for this reason that a Jew is obligated to see to it that he has children. In other words, that after he leaves the world, there should still be children in the world. Because it's impossible for this tikkun of connecting the Nekuda Tachtoina to Nekuda Elyoina b'shleimus to be accomplished in one generation. Therefore, a person has to leave behind children in the world, so that this tikkun should be completed from generation to generation, gradually. As the pasuk says, "Doyer ledor yishabach masecha." One generation to the next generation passes on the praises of Hashem's actions. Masecha daiko shulchinas nekuda tachtoina shemlubish ba'asiya gashmius. Note it uses the word masecha, which refers to asiya, oilam asiya, which is the lowest, which is the world we're in, which is gashmius. Shemlubeshes ba'asiya gashmius shebozeh oilam asiya. That represents the Nekuda Tachtoina, which is cloaked in the physical activities of this physical world. And through the fact that a Jew is zecher to praise Hashem over the fact that Hashem created all of these, that's how he elevates the Nekuda Tachtoina to the Nekuda Elyoina. This is the whole concept behind our tefillah that we say every day. And this has to be continued in every generation. Rav Nosson explains these psukim now. Malchus u'memshalo zebchinas nekuda tachtoina kiyadua. Malchus represents the lower part of the Aleph, the bottom. Haynu shashem yizborach barachmov mamshich hizgavos malchus u'memshalto b'chol dor v'dor. Hashem, through his infinite kindness, draws the revelation of his kingdom in every generation. He reveals his kingdom in every single generation. And his main purpose is to give support and lift up those who are fallen, v'hanidochim, v'hanevodim, those who are lost. Shezeh b'chinas metzias avedas, and now that's this concept of finding the lost articles. Shezeh b'chinas soimech Hashem l'chol anoiflim, shenismach, l'parashis malchus chum malchus chalom, shalvach b'chol d'avadar. This is why these two psukim are written next to each other. The pasuk which speaks about Hashem's kingdom being revealed in every generation, and the pasuk about Hashem showing support for those who are fallen. V'sim libcho heitev l'chol dibor v'dibor midvoreinu ech hakoil mavur b'psuk manal. Rav Nosson Zal says, pay attention now very carefully to see how the concept that we're trying to bring across here is found in these words. Ki malchus ha'yizborach malchus kol olamim lemalo lemalo lemato lemato. Because Hashem's kingdom is an eternal kingdom, above in the highest places and below in the lowest places. U'memshaltei b'chol dor v'dor, and Hashem's authority extends throughout all the generations. Ki hu mekayim kol dor v'dor b'shvil atzadikim shebedor shemamshichem b'chochmosom heros atshuva bo'ilom lismoich es kol anoifim v'rochikim. Because Hashem sustains the world from generation to generation for the benefit of those tzadikim who will continue to give support to those who are fallen and far, because all of these psukim that we're saying now are tied into what's mentioned earlier in Ashrei, where it speaks about the tremendous kindness of Hashem. As it says, Zecher Avtuv Choyabiyu V'tzvoscher Anenu, Chanun V'racham Hashem, Toiv Hashem L'Kol, Yeduch Hashem Kol Masecho, V'chasidecho Yivorchucho.
Because the most important ones are the true chassidim who broadcast Hashem to the world, and they connect the lowest levels to their heavenly source. Shezeo b'chinas kevoit malchuscho yemeiru u'gvorascho yedaberu lohoidia livnei hodam gvoroisov u'chavoid adar malchusoi malchuscho malchus kol olamim soimach Hashem l'chom anoiflim. Shekol zeh mekusher l'posuk v'chasidecho yevoruchucho. Kemo shepirush Rashi shamayin sham. All of these psukim are tied into the pasuk that it says earlier, where it says v'chasidecho yevoruchucho. Your chasidim, they are the ones who will bless you. Because he's referring there to the tzaddikim amitim, who have this ability to broadcast the malchus of Hashem and to use their awareness of Hashem to reach out to those who are noiflim, to be mekayim semech Hashem l'chol anoiflim. V'al kein mekablim habonim achrav hayirusha. And it's for this reason that after a man passes away, his sons receive the inheritance. Shem kol nachlosei v'chafotzei she'lo b'zeilom, which refers to everything that belonged to him in this world. Because all of the person's possessions represent his portion, his connection to this physical world. All of those items are in the category of Nekuda Tachtoina, which the person's job in life is to elevate all of those items and plug them into the Nekuda Elyoina. V'alkein kishemeis, and therefore when the person dies, mekablim bono v'achro v'yerusha, his sons receive the inheritance after him, shehem chelkoi v'nachlosei buze oilam, they represent the part of the father that's still left behind in this world. Kiato tzrichin sheyeh nasa hatikun al yodom, because now that the father passed away, the tikkun has to be continued through his sons. V'alkein shalu b'nai slavchot b'chochma, im einonu chashuvay zera, v'ein bonu koyach l'kabel anachlo shalavim l'kasha nekudah atoina v'nekudah al-yoina al-yidei zera. If you're telling us that we don't classify as children, that we're not worthy of receiving inheritance because we cannot continue the tikkun that our father did the way sons are supposed to continue after a father, im kein tisyabe mimeinu, then our mother should go through the procedure of Yibum, Shehi Besoi Tikun Huavedois Kanal, which relates to this Tikun Huavedois, as we said earlier. Shekeshein Menia Zera, Shikabo Nachlosa, Vigmor Tikun Anal, Kashin Vodatatan, Mutul Yena, whereby when a man does not leave behind children who can receive his inheritance and complete the Tikun that he started, thereby connecting their part of the Nekuda Tachtoina to the Nekuda Elyoina, Tzrichin Tikun HaYibum Kana. Then the Tikun of Yibum is required. V'al kein shu'alu kohigen b'chochma gedoyla, k'mo shemazal, and therefore the Gemara says, their request was a legitimate one. You know, their complaint, their claim was legitimate. Because they were saying again, typically, a man is in the world, he effects a Tikun. He accomplishes a certain amount of his mission. 73%. He dies, he leaves behind possessions. The possessions get transferred to his son. The possessions represent his connection of the Nekuda Tachtoina to Nekuda Elyoina. His obligation of connecting Nekuda Tachtoina to Nekuda Elyoina. Now he leaves the world. He passes the torch on to his kids, and they're the ones who are supposed to pick up from where he left off, his sons. Now if you're telling us that we don't get inheritance, then you're telling us there is nobody to continue the mission which our father was involved in. V'alkein zochu shenizgalgel zchus al yodom. And therefore these b'nai slavchot were zoche that a tremendous zchus came about through them. Shenizgale parshas nachlois l'moyshe al yodom. Whereby Hashem revealed the whole chapter of the Torah that speaks about inheritance through these young women. V'zeh shenismachin yin histalkus moyshe l'parsha zois. And this is why we find that in the same Parsha, in Parshas Pinchas, where this is discussed, that's the same Parsha that speaks about Moshe Rabbeinu passing away. Ukamay Shepirush Rashi, as Rashi HaKodesh says, Shesovar Shehutar Haneder, Haneder, Me'achar Shetziv Alay Shemizborach Lahanchil. Moshe Rabbeinu thought that, who knows, maybe Hashem decided to release the vow that he had made that Moshe Rabbeinu would not get Eretz Yisrael, because Moshe Rabbeinu had said to, because Hashem had said to Moshe Rabbeinu that you'll, when the Jews come into Eretz Yisrael, you will split up the land in this and this way. Omalei Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem said to him, Gzeirosi b'mkoymoy medes, sorry, my decree regarding you still remains in place. Kanal, as we Hainu Kanal, as we said before, Shemeachar Sheru, Shenizgavoloi, Kol Elu Hadalar Halochisanal, At Shenizgavoloi Gam Din Benoi Slavcha, Shehu Halocha Achroino Meadalar Halochis Kanal. Once Moshe Rabbeinu saw that Hashem had revealed to him all four of these laws, of which the law of Benoi Slavcha was number four on the list, Shezois Halocha Yibchinas Knisa Eretz Yisrael, whereby, as we explained earlier, these four halachas corresponded to four issues that Rabbeinu Zal mentioned in that chapter in the Kutimran. And the fourth one, the Benoi Slavchad, corresponded to the point mentioned in Torah Vav about entering into Eretz Yisrael. So Moshe Rabbeinu Alkein Sok, Hashut Ra'aneda, Sheikhnes Gamkin Eretz Yisrael, V'yikayim Shem Kol Agamil Mitzvah. That made Moshe Rabbeinu think, who knows, maybe Hashem is willing to release his vow, and maybe he's willing to allow Moshe Rabbeinu to enter into Eretz Yisrael. V'yamshich b'chinas b'kiyas b'alocha nal, and that Moshe Rabbeinu would be zecha to draw upon Klal Yisrael, this b'kiyas n'alocha, kedei l'sakein kol Yisrael o'netzach, in order to correct, to fix up everything that needs fixing in Klal Yisrael permanently. V'yishivoy esam Yishem Yisborach, whereas Hashem said to him, Gzeirosi b'mkoy mo'emedes, that unfortunately my decree has to stay in place. Even though Moshe Rabbeinu had these laws revealed to him through these questions, by the fact that the people came forward to ask, still, it is not yet possible to be mamshich the shleimus halacha into the world. Shein b'chinas boki borosi boki b'shoy, b'chinas amesek shumayim, shumata ratzi yashel ineko, l'karev kol horechoykim, v'chol anoiflam sheboilam l'ashem yizborach. It's to be able to bring close all that are far from Hashem, and all that have fallen away from Hashem. Kol ze yefshe v'hamshech tekev b'shleimus. All of this cannot be done right now to completion. V'alkein ha'hechrich shelo yichnois l'eretz. And therefore, this requires that Moshe Rabbeinu should not enter into Eretz Yisrael. V'yistalek b'midbor imoyse ador, but rather he should pass away in the desert together with the generation of people that were with him at the time. V'yismoich es Yoshua b'mkoymoy, and that he should appoint Yoshua, delegate Yoshua to take over after him. K'mo shekosuv sham b'parsha, as it says over there in Parshas Pinchas, kach locho es Yoshua, ki Yoshua hu b'chinas nekuda tachtoino. Umoyshe hu nekuda elyoina, umachmas ribui hapegomim yefshesh etor hanekuda elyoina biatzmo, umuchroch hatzadik lestalik lahashir achrov b'chinas Yeshua, shu b'chinas Talmud, b'chinas nekuda tatoina. Because Moshe Rabbeinu represents the nekuda elyoina, Yeshua represents the nekuda tachtoina. As a result of the sins and everything that had happened at the time, it's the Jews are not worthy of having the nekuda elyoina shine, you know, for them. But rather, they have to have the Nekuda Tachtoina, the Talmud, Yeshua, be the one to shine. V'chol horechoykim v'akroivim oilem v'yoredim tzrichim lekabel b'chinas darki atshuva shem b'chinas b'kiyas ba'aloch anal ayidei b'chinas Yeshua daiko. And therefore, all those who are far and close, those who go up and down, any Jew who wants to be zecha to receive the darkei tshuva, which is this concept of this bekiyas balocha, has to receive it from the Talmud, from Yeshua. V'hakoil b'koychoi shel nekudo elyoino shebichnas Moshe shenistalek lemalo lemalo. And where does Yeshua, where does the Talmud get all of his koych from? From his Rebbe, from Moshe Rabbeinu, the nekudo elyoino, which rose way, way, way up. V'nichlal b'tachlis nekudo elyoino t'les machshava t'hisva klal. Meaning when Moshe Rabbeinu passed away, he rose up and he plugged into the highest, highest place possible, the highest form of nekudo elyoino possible. U'mishol meir l'achar istalkusoi daiko alidei talmidov shem b'chines Yeshua b'chines nekudo atachtoino. And it's from that super, super high place that Moshe Rabbeinu passed away into, it's from there that he shines down his bright, bright light into his students, who are b'chinas Yeshua, nekuda tachtoina, ki oz daiko humer loylam kulay bechvoidoy betachlis duta tachtoino lismoich es kol anoiflim velimso like bi es kol avede shaboylam lekarav kulam hashem isborach. Because it's then that he shines his light in its full glory into the lowest places to give support and encouragement to those who have fallen and to help find and elevate all the avedas in the world to bring them all close to Hashem. Ki bekiyas ba'alochanal tzrichen lahamshich b'chol dor v'dor ad sheyavoy Mashiach tzidkenu. Because this bekiyas and halacha of knowing how to go up and down, how to fall, how to rise up, this has to continue, this has to be drawn from passed on from generation to generation until Mashiach comes. She'oz yeh halacha brura. When Mashiach comes, that's when we'll zoche to the ultimate clarity of this halacha. Ki oz tizbarer bekiyas b'halacha zois betachles hashlemus. Then there'll be the ultimate refinement and perfection of this bekiyas and halacha. V'yalkein oz bemes yeshuvu akol Hashem Yisborach. And this is why it says when Mashiach comes, everybody will return to Hashem. Ki be'emes bevadai gam kishevoy Mashiach adayin yeh yetzahara boilam. Because the truth is, even after Mashiach will come, there will still be a yetzahara in the world. Ve'yeh lahodom bechira, and there will still be free choice. People will still have free choice. Because if there's no free choice, then Moshiach cannot fix the world. Because if there's no Yetzahara, and if there's no free choice, then it's as if the person's dead. It's as if he's in the next world, and there's no possibility of tshuva. Because the Pasuk says, today you can do. Today meaning while you still have your Yetzahara, while you're still in this world. Whereas the truth is that even after Mashiach is going to come, there still will be free choice. However, Mashiach will be able to teach this halacha, this bekiyas and halacha, and he will shine up, he will show the Klal Yisrael a level of seichel and truth, which will cause everybody, even those that are furthest away from Hashem, to be able to return. As the Pasuk says, V'osisi es asher b'chukai teilechu, v'asiroisi leiv ho'evan, v'nosati lechem leiv bosor. Ramnuzal says a person who will look carefully at the words of this pasuk, but simple on the simplest level, Yovin Dvorenu Heitev will be able to understand what we said here in this halacha very, very well. Ki dikdek loymar, because the pasuk says, Vosisi asher b'chukai telechu, Vosisi daika, I will make it. Sheyasa adover hazeh shal yidei zeh b'chukai teilechu. Shezeo apirush haposhet shel vosisi eser shebuchukai teilechu. Ayinu kanal, as we said before. Shayidei bekiyas ba'alochanal sheyizgalo oz betachlis hashlemus. Through the fact that this clarity of Torah will be revealed in such an incredible way, ayidei zeh yelchu kulam bedarchei hatshuva. All of Klal Yisrael will go in the derech hatshuva. And will return to Hashem and follow His ways, betachlis hashlemus. So that the Pasuk says again, vosisi, I will make it, that b'chukai teilechu vosisi. How will I make it? Again, Moshiach, by revealing this incredible bekiyas and halacha, this halacha brura, this clarity of boki barotzi, boki b'shoi, boki barotzi, He will give the Yidne the understanding that they need to pass the test, even though there still will be bechira, but the Yidden will pass the test, you know, and be zecha to a shleimus hatshuva.
Paragraph Yud Ches. Rav Nosson Zal says, v'zeh bechinas kol ma'isa merkava. Based on what we've been discussing till now, we could understand the whole concept of ma'isa merkava that's discussed in the Navi Yechezkel. Ki hatzadikim hein merkavtoi shel mokoyim. Because in the Zohar HaKadosh and in other Sforim HaKadoshim, the terminology that's used is that the tzaddikim are the chariot, kaviyochel, on which Hashem rides. V'chein kol echad miYisrael kifi tikun tshuvosoi, and so to each and every single Jew, to the degree that the person does tshuva, kein zoyche lahashlim b'chinas haMerkava. To that degree, the person is zoyche to complete the concept of the Merkava. Ki ameich kulam tzadikim, because there's a pasuk that says every Jew is a bechinas tzadik. Ki ikar shleimus haMerkava hu bechinas odom hayoshev lakisei, because the true shleimus of the throne of Hashem, the word Merkava is used to mean either chariot or throne in a sense, is odom, is man, hayoshev lakisei, who sits on the throne. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, Nyecheskel valakise dmus kemara odom olav milmole, that on the throne can be seen the human form. Shezehu tachlis bechinas valyonu shalamarkova, kemavur sham bekesher amarkova shalicheskel. That is the highest level of the throne of Hashem. The highest level of the throne of Hashem is the odom hayoshe valakise. As is written over there, Shemesaper Shom Kol Seder HaMarkova Mimalo Lamalo, as we find in the Novi Yecheskel, where it discusses there the Seder, the hierarchy of the throne of Hashem, and there it says, Sheho'ifanim Noisim Achayos, V'Oifanim carry the Chayos, V'al Achayos Rokia, and above the Chayos is a Rokia, V'al HaRokia Kamara Even Sapir Dmus Kisei, and above the Rokia is a sapphire stone which looks like a throne, V'al HaKisei Dmus Kamara Odom Olav Numole, and upon the throne is a human form. That Odom, Hayoshev Al HaKisei, that's the top of the top of the Merkov of Hashem. Nimtzo shebechino ha'elyoino hu bechinas odom. So therefore, the highest level within the throne of Hashem is this odom, haynu klal ha'torah k'doshanal, which is the synopsis of the entire chapter, the Torah Vov in Likud Imran that we've been discussing, shekulo klula b'tmunas aleph, whereby what's discussed in that chapter in Likud Imran is all included within the letter aleph. And when, by generating the Aleph, you complete the Odom, Hayoshev Alakise, as is explained in that chapter in the Kutumar over there, where Rabbi Nezal brings the quotes these psukim. Ayin Sham, look over there in Torah Vov in the Kutumaran where this is discussed. V'alkein ro'o t'chilo ruach so'oro v'onon godol v'ish mislakachas. And now you could understand why in the vision that Yechezkel HaNavi saw, first he saw a storm, and then he saw a huge cloud, and then he saw a black type of fire, and inside of it he saw a type of light. This ties into what we've been learning. This concept of knowing how to climb, knowing how to fall. Dahainu she'efsher li isha Yisraeli she'yizke lihi kolel bechlal atzadikim she'im chines merkavtoi shalmokoim kiim kishoiver tchilo derech ruach sora vonan godol v'chulu. It's impossible for a Jew to make any kind of connection to the throne of Hashem, which means to the true tzadikim, who are the throne of Hashem, kaviyochel, unless the person first goes through the storm and the fire, etc., etc. Shehem bechinas klal haklipos v'sitrachra. They represent all the different aspects of the sitrachra and the klipos. Shezeo bechinas v'nofik. That's the concept of yerida, going down. Shebehechrich sheyavar olav mashiyovar. The person must go through what they have to go through. Dehainu menios, which means obstacles, v'taivos, and all kinds of tests with desires, v'cherpois u'bizyonos, and embarrassment, v'cherpois u'bizyonos harbe me'amisnagdim, and to go through shame and embarrassment from all kinds of opposing forces, shekol ze nimshach me'aklipois, and all of this comes from those klipos, shem b'chinas ruach sorov onan godol, which surround the light of the throne of Hashem. And when the person fortifies himself and strengthens himself against all of this opposition, Bebechinas boki vayel boki benofik. He learns, he masters how to climb, how to fall. Oz daiko zoiche lahasig bechinas merkova. Then the person is zoiche to achieve the throne of Hashem kavyochol. Dahainu sheyeh nichlal bebechinas merkavtoi shel mokoim. Meaning whereby the person is zoiche to become part of the throne of Hashem, which means, in a sense, part of the tzaddik. V'alkein ikar hascholas kiddushas hamerkovo hu mebechinas chashmal. And this is why the beginning of the holiness of the throne of Hashem is referred to as chashmal. Chashmal daika. Rav Nosson says, look at the word that's used. Zebechinas chashmal. Hainu bechinas hashtiko sheshoiskim lemechorfeu v'hamavayshoi. The first part of the word, chash, means silent. This refers to the concept of a person's ability to be silent when he's being insulted and embarrassed. V'soivlim shvichas domim kanal, the ability to endure having one's blood spilt in order to come close to the tzaddik, in order to come close to Hashem. Shaydezeh nichna hadam shebechol asmoli, that's how a person is zecher to subdue his yetzahara, which is referred to as the blood in the left side of the heart. Shezeu bechinas mal, and that's also tied into the second part of the word, which is mal. Shehim bechinas mitzvas mila, which refers to the concept of the mitzvah of mila. Shehu hachnuas hadamim achurim, which is also a concept of subduing the spoiled blood. Shezeu bechinas yitzias mitzrayim shayil sakin adamim kanal, which is also the concept of the Jews leaving Egypt, of which one of the main purposes of their leaving Mitzrayim was to make a tikkun for this bad blood. Kemo shenemar shom, as the pasuk says, Vo'oimar loch bedomai chayi, bedam pesach vedam mila, kemuva bekavona shom. As is explained in the writings of the Arizal, that this blood of korban pesach and blood of korban mila was a major part of the tikkun of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Ukemavur mizeh bedivrei Admor Zal, and as Rabbi Nizal mentions in chapter 82, in Likutei Moran, Al Maimar Azal Hanelovim Veinam Olvim Shemim Cherposim Veinam Yeshivim, where that chapter in Likutei Moran is based on a pasuk that speaks about those people who are willing to allow themselves to be embarrassed. Mevoyer Shom, Rabbi Nizal explains over there, Shaydezeh Sheshoisken LeMechorfeu Nistakin Bechinas Chashmal Ein Shom, that by a Jew's ability to be silent when he's being embarrassed and insulted, that's how the Jew affects this tikkun called chashmal. V'alkein ikar hasogas hamerkova alidei b'chinas chashmal kemuvan b'divrei Hazal. And this is why the main ability to understand the throne of Hashem, to achieve the throne of Hashem, is through chashmal, as is mentioned in the Gemara and other Sforim. Ki ikar hamerkova shubchinas sodom l'shves alakisei kanal zeyev shalisko is kim alidei b'chinas chashmal shubchinas ma shesheskan l'macharev ha'mevayish kanal. Because for a Jew to be zecher to achieve the level of odom, which is the essence of the Merkava, the highest level on the Merkava, in order for him to be able to do that, he must be able to go through the concept of chashmal, which is this ability to be silent when he's being embarrassed. And this also explains the concept of the four images on the throne, which are the ones who carry the throne in a sense, Shehem, which are Ari, a lion, Shoyer, the ox, Nesher, the eagle, and Odom, the human form. V'ikr shleimus kulam hu b'chinas Odom. And the highest level among them is obviously Odom, man. Ki Odom shalit al kulhu, because man rules over all the others, over wild animals, the lion, over domesticated animals, the ox, and over birds, the Nesher. V'gam b'hagimel chayais shem ari shor Nesher, v'yugam kein b'chol echad v'echad, and if you look in Yechezkel HaNovi over there, where it describes the throne of Hashem, even within the section of the throne which had the image of the lion, it also had a human face. And also on the level of the Oifanim, one of the groups of angels that were involved in the throne of Hashem, there also there's an aspect of Adam. Nimtzo shegam bo hifanim hoyo pnei odom. Ki ho ikerhu lahashlem b'chinas odom, because the main thing is to complete this concept of odom. Ki yesh kama bechinas odom, kama shikos bezoyer kodesh. Because we know there are several different levels of odom, as is mentioned in the Zoyer Kodesh. Is odom, the is odom. There is odom, there is odom of asiyah, there is odom of bria, there is odom of yitzira, you know, etc. Ubefatai hoikar humi shezoicher likolel bodom oelyon, shubchinas odom yeshua kisei. And obviously, the most important thing is for a Jew to be zecha to plug into what's called Odom HaElyon, the highest level Odom, which is the Odom HaYoshev Al HaKisei. V'zeh bevadai ein zecha kiyimat tzadik ha-godol m'may l'moid. And the only one who's really zecha to that is the great, great, the greatest tzadik. Shezoch alasis tshuva al tshuva pomim rabim ein mispor, who has been zecha to do tshuva and tshuva on his tshuva countless times. And through each one of his tshuvas, he is involved in completing this concept of Odom. The Ola Mimaila Lamaila, and he rose from level to level, Mi tshuva to tshuva, Shaideze, Ola Lubchinas Odom Agavoya Yosemi Oifan. And by doing that, he rose to the highest level of Odom. He climbed, Me Oifan Lechayo, Me Chaya Lekise, Ad Sheola Lubchinas Odom Ayesha Lekise. Until he rose to the level that's called Odom HaYeshev HaKisei. V'ubechinas tachlis nekudo elyoina, and he represents the highest level of nekudo elyoina, v'hakoil tzrichin l'skasher elov. And everybody who wants to come close to Hashem has to bind themselves to him, has to attach themselves to him. V'kol echod mikol mokom shu yochad l'skasher elov. And every single Jew, wherever he's at, has the ability to connect to that tzaddik. V'ideze yeh nichlal gam kein bebechinas Odom, and thereby be plugged into this concept of Odom. Ki nekudu el yoyno yichay lo sakin akoyl, because this highest nekuda has the ability to fix everything and to complete everything. Ki yochay lahalois mebechinas ruach sa'orav onam godol v'chulu mikol haklipois hatmeyois umiklipas noiga. Because it has the ability to elevate people from the lowest levels to the highest level. That's the ultimate goal of an Isha Israeli. To get to that place. However, a person has to endure a lot of shame and embarrassment from himself, in other words, through his own confessions of his sins, through his own realizations of his mistakes, and feeling genuine regret and shame and embarrassment, and also, unfortunately, by having others embarrass him and shame him. V'ikar hu chozek halev. However, the most important thing is that he should be powerful in his heart. He should have a strong heart. Sheyeh chozok baliboy v'daitoy ma'oid. That the person should be committed 1,000,000,000% in his heart and in his mind, that no matter what happens, he's going to hold on tight to that emes. He's going to search for the emes, find it, and hold on real tight to it. This is this concept of where the Pasuk says that part of the Merkava went up and down, up and down. Hayinu b'chinas boki b'rotzi, boki b'shoi, boki b'ayo, boki b'nofik. This refers to the aliyos and yuridos that any Jew who wants to become close to the tzaddikim, who are the Merkava, has to go through. Paragraph Yutes. V'zeh b'chinas dalet degolem shel Yisrael sholcho b'midbor sovev lo yelmoyed. Shanu koirim parashay seilu samuch l'shavuas shu kabulas ha-toyro she'oz maftirim b'merkobo shel Yecheskel. Rav Nosson Zal says, look at how all of this is tied together. On the holiday of Shavuos, we read the Haftorah of Maise Merkova, where we read about this vision that Yecheskel HaNovi had of the throne of Hashem. That's in the Navi portion that we read. In the Torah portion that we read about the four degolim, the different groups of Jews, how the Jewish nation, the 12 tribes, was split up into four groups of three tribes each, and the pattern in which they traveled through the desert surrounding the Oyel Moed in the middle. Ki hakol echod. Rav Nosson says this is all one. The throne of Hashem and the pattern by which the Jews traveled in the desert is all connected. Ki kabol asa toiro hu bechinas hasogas maise merkovo. The concept of the Jews receiving the Torah on Har Sinai is a concept of achieving this awareness of the throne of Hashem. Because it's through a Jew's connection to the Torah that he zoicha to become a throne for Hashem. The Torah elevates a Jew to become a merkavo shalmokim. Ki ha-Torah bechinas Adam, because the Torah is called Adam. Kemo shekosav, as the pasuk says, zois ha-Torah Adam kiyop. Zois ha-Torah Adam. The Torah is called Adam. Shezel bechinas shleimus ha-merkava kanal. And we learned earlier that Adam represents the peak of the merkava, the essence of the throne of Hashem. That Adam ayoshev ha-kisei. Ki ikar kabbalas ha-Torah hoy alidei hoyel moed, sheshom kibel Moshe ha-Torah u'mesor l'Yeshua. Because the main kabbalas ha-Torah for Klal Yisrael was through the Oyel Moed. Because that's the place where Moshe Rabbeinu and Yehoshua would get together, and Moshe Rabbeinu passed on to Yehoshua the entire Yiddishkeit, the entire Jewish heritage, the Torah. Shezeo bechinas klolius v'kesher nekudu elyoina nekuda tachtoina alidei avov. That's the concept of the upper part of the Aleph connecting with the lower part of the Aleph through the Vav. The Rebbe and the Talmud connecting in the Oyel Moed. Shaydeze nishlam bechinas Aleph, which is what completes the Aleph. Shaydeze nase bechinas Odom, which the and the Aleph becomes Odom, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moran. Shekol ze nas laidei bechinas Moshe v'Yeshua v'Oyel Moed kanal. V'alkein soviv lo yel moed holchu adalid golem shem bechinas dalid chayos noise hakisei kiyodua. And this is why surrounding the Oyel Moed is the center of Torah, the center where the Torah was received and passed on. So the Oyel Moed, and the Torah is called Adam, just like the Adam Ayoshev al HaKisei. So therefore the Oyel Moed was like the Merkava of Hashem. And just like the Merkava of Hashem was surrounded by four units of Malachim, so to the Chayos and Loifanim and the Sro, so to the Oyel Moed was surrounded by the four sections of Klal Yisrael. Shezeu bechinas hinei mitosei shelishloimoi shehu hamishkon v'ha'oroin shishim giboirim savivlo. And this is what the pasuk refers to when it says that the bed of Shloima HaMelech, which refers to the Beis HaMikdosh, Chadar HaMitos, that's one of the nicknames of the Beis HaMikdosh, was surrounded by shishim giboirim, shehem shishim ribu Yisroel, which is marames to the 60 10,000s of Klal Yisrael. Shehoya bedalid machnos hadagolim, which were divided up into these four camps. Ukama shapirish Rashi, as Rashi and Shir HaShirim explains. Vezehu, and this is why the pasuk says there, kulam achuzei cherev melum de milchama ish charboy al yerechoy mipachat balelos, that all of them are armed with weapons, their swords. Hainu, this teaches us. Shekol echad miYisrael sheroitza likolel b'shishim ribu nefoshes Yisrael shesovev haMishkan lekabel haTorah, that each and every single Jew who wants to be connected to, plugged into the 600,000 Jews of Klal Yisrael, which surround the Mishkan, in order to receive the Torah, alidei b'chinas Moshe v'Yeshua v'Oyel Moed, which the Torah which is gotten through the connection of Moshe Rabbeinu and Yeshua, which is in the Oyel Moed, tzorich kol echad shiyeh ochuz cherev, each one has to be ready for war, holding a sword. V'yeh melumad milchama, he's got to learn the art of war. Hainu b'chinas b'kiyas anal, meaning he's got to know, he's got to have that b'kiyas, that boki b'halocha, boki b'ayel, boki b'nofik, kihu milchama g'dayla, because this is major, major battle, major battlefield. Person who wants to come close to Hashem. V'hu limud godol v'omuk ma'oid. This is a tremendous limud. It involves a tremendous amount of learning to master this knowledge of how to come close to Hashem, how to come close to tzaddikim. V'tzorech l'shamesh talmidei chachamim harbe ad shiyeh b'chal melumad milchama zois. And besides the book knowledge that a person needs, a person has to hang around tzaddikim. He has to spend time among Talmidei Chachamim, watching them, living with them, watching how they handle situations, watching how they handle yiridos and aliyos and all kinds of different circumstances. V'zehu ish charboy al yerechoy mipachad baleilos. And this is why it says each one of them has his sword attached to his thighs, from fear of the night. shekol echad chagur cherev v'chazuk b'daitoy ma'oid ma'oid, whereby each one of them is armed with a sword, and each one of them is very, very serious, very positive. Sheyir sheyir, that no matter what happens, yechazek esatzmoy bo'emes, he will fortify himself with truth. V'yilchay melchemes Hashem, and he's going to stay in the ring. He's going to keep fighting that battle of Hashem, that battle to get close to Hashem. V'zehu mipachad baleilois. This is why the pasuk says mipachad baleilois. Hainu b'chinas v'nofik. That's referring to the Yerida, the state of Yerida. B'chinas cheshchas laila. When a person is going through a period of nighttime. Shemizgaber b'chol pam al kol echad v'echad, which each and every one of us experiences constantly. Ki lailo bechinas nekuda tachtoina, bechinas levona, sheze bechinas venofik, sheshom ikar hamelchama. Because nighttime represents the nekuda tachtoina, which is the moon, which is that bechina venofik, which is the main battle. That's where the most important part of the battle is. To know how to go up, to know how to climb is relatively easy. It's learning how to fall and how to handle the fall correctly and come back from that. That's the most important part. The Zohar Kodesh says on the pasuk, "Mi yale bahar Hashem, umi yokum b'mkoyim kotshoy." Who are going to be the ones to climb the mountain of Hashem, and who are going to be the ones who will be able to stay there, to remain there? So the Zohar Kodesh says, "Mi yale." There are many. There are a dime a dozen. Mi yokum. There you got to search very hard to find those people who can withstand the storms and the ups and downs and the ins and outs, and know everything they have to do to remain connected to Hashem. Al kein tzrichen liyos melum dei milchama zois. Therefore, a person has to learn this science. He's got to learn this, how to do this battle. Ki tzrichen bekiyos godol ma'oid b'halocha zois. Because a person needs tremendous, tremendous knowledge in this. This is a whole culture. It's a whole, it's a world. This limud of living Yiddishkeit, and not just living Yiddishkeit, but living Yiddishkeit in the eye of the storm, close to the tzaddikim. When a person is trying to get close to the tzaddikim, and everything that he's going to experience in that process, look at that book Through Fire and Water. Look at Yemei Maranat and read what this person would say. This is, some of this stuff is like science fiction. You know, like what's going on here? Every minute something else, and all such a variety and such incredible, such intensity of ups and downs and problems and solutions and ecstatic moments of unbelievable joy, and then moments of fear, panic, mamish, the worst kind of panic, that a person's going to be sent away to Siberia for his whole life, family destroyed, you know, all kinds of rachmana litzlan. V'yalkein ho'yitzrichim kol shishim ribu Yisrael she'elchu soviv lo'yel mo'yid l'kabel nisham halochas ha'toyra. And this is why all of Klal Yisrael had to encircle the oyel mo'yid. All of them had to be surrounding the oyel mo'yid in order to draw from there the paths of Torah, the halochas of the Torah. V'ikra halochos shel ha'toyrah him b'chinas boki b'halocha kanal. And the main halachos of the Torah are not just a technicality. Am I allowed to take the fish from the bone or the bone from the fish? Which is a very important item. But it doesn't compare, in a sense, to the other halacha. This limud of halacha of how to come close to Hashem. The halicha, the tahalich that's needed in coming close to Hashem, coming close to tzaddikim. Through which a person is zoicha to learn the path of tshuva, ulekayem is called divrei Torah, and to be zoicha to fulfill the entire Torah. Ki loy hamed reshua ikar kiyem amaisa. Because the main thing is not just learning for the sake of learning. The main thing is to be zoicha to know how to serve Hashem, how to put it into action. And in order to have this type of knowledge, this knowledge of knowing how to come close to Hashem through thick and thin, through all of this variety of circumstances, for that a person needs the entire Torah. It's not enough to learn a few pages in Baba Metzia and a couple of pages in Baba Basra and a couple of Mishnas in Sanhedrin, and he graduated from a yeshiva. He's got a title, he's a yeshiva graduate. It doesn't do it at all. V'chol ha-halocha is v'adinim ha-protim sheesh b'chol mitzvah. The person has to learn the entire Torah, all five chamashim, all chavdalet sifrei Tanakh, all of Shisha Sidrei Mishnah, all of Shas, all the Medroshim, all four Chalukim of Shulchan Aruch, and all the details of them, all the details of every single mitzvah. Ki habaldovor mizgaber mo'oid mo'oid b'chol yoyim v'yoyim v'kama v'kama tahbulois b'lishir. Because the Yetzirah is working day and night, every single day, with all, he's got such a variety, he's got so many alternatives at his disposal. He's got every single, such a bag of tricks, assorted for every type of person, every type of circumstance. Kama Shom Razal, as the Gemara says clearly in Kiddushin, Utsrichen kol mine matamim shalat Torah Kedusha, lahachyes esanafoshes hachalushes. And you need a suitcase with every different type of Torah, every different type of fruit and vegetable and cake and syrup and of Torah, in order to strengthen the weak souls. Shehem b'chinas v'nofik, the Jews who are in a b'china of Yerida, sheyotzu mishleimus hakdusha, who have fallen from the level of perfection in Yiddishkeit. V'chol echod yotzu v'nisa l'mokum shenisa, and each one has wandered and drifted away, you know, to wherever they've gotten to, at shekosheloi mo'oid mo'id lachzer misham, to the point where it's very difficult for the person on his own to find his way back. As the pasuk says, "Toisi kase oived." I'm wandering. I'm lost, like a lost sheep. Bake shavdeko, seek me out, because I can't seem to do it on my own. Utsrichen lechazkoir lohoshivoi lachyose bechol minei matamim shlatoragdisha. And a person who wants to help these kind of people has to be able to nourish them with every different type of Torah, with all these 68 flavors of Torah, chocolate, strawberry, chocolate, mint, all the different. He needs every single variety of weapon within the Torah arsenal to be able to know how to deal with each and every person in each circumstance, in each situation. Ki le'inyin hischaskos anal, shubachin asboki ba'aloch anal, tzrichen oze kol halochos ha'Torah. Because in order to be qualified to give chizuk to people who are down, a person needs the knowledge of all halachos of Torah. Because sometimes this will do it. Sometimes you need a story. Sometimes you need a halacha. You need to have an incredible variety of weapons at your disposal. Because the Torah is called Eitz Chaim, it's a tree of life, which means each mitzvah is a medicine. Each mitzvah is a serum. V'chein kol din v'alocha proti shel kol mitzvah yesh lo koyach proti lahachyos hanefesh. And so too, every single detail of a mitzvah, it represents a certain unit of life energy to be able to give life to a soul. As the pasuk says, "Ki hi chayecho." This is your life. The Torah is life. Uchsiv, and as the pasuk says, "Lulei soyroscho shashuoi oz ovadeti boni."